On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, making our way through the 10 o'clock hour, we'll get to our top five articles quickly. Before then, though, a little update on Rosie. He's had his best week so far since the rollover in October. He's up walking, he's talking. So everyone said once we get out of ICU, which was a 44-day venture, that and into rehab, things are going to start going quickly. And each week they just keep going quicker and quicker and quicker. So we're in a great healing process. We're in a great strength building process. You know, being idle on your back for that amount of time, a lot of it in sedation. You know, your body gets weak, muscles get weak. They're not used to being used. So getting his strength rebuilt. This week, Remy, my son, got. He said T-Pair needed a Nerf gun. He actually even found the Nerf gun he needed. And not even thinking about it, once we ordered it, it was an electric Nerf gun. So he didn't even need to cock it to shoot it every time. Most Nerf guns, you got to pump it for that air pressure every single time.
There's an electric Nerf? I didn't know this.
And it looks like a military-issue AR, Armor Light model. And it's got a clip. And it has interchangeable clips. So we dropped that off to him Christmas Eve, I believe it was. And he's had a lot of fun with that, waiting for unsuspecting other family members to stop by and pop in. He's been up playing chess a lot, checkers a lot. He's been walking up and down the hallways. He's really enjoyed being able to start rebuilding his mobility. That's probably the most aggravating thing. He just wants to get out there and go. And when we haven't had a lot of general talk, during rehab, but last Saturday, I think it was last Saturday, just down there visiting, and I mentioned, you know, has anyone told you yet that LSU's coming to town for the Fiesta Bowl? You want to talk about his optimism?
Yeah.
He bought tickets. That day, last Saturday, bought tickets.
Oh.
He's got 72 hours to get released from the hospital. I guarantee you if he does, you will not stop him from getting to Glendale for LSU.
Man.
Who are they? University
of Central Florida. The Golden Knights, who, by the way, are on a 25-game win streak. So it won't be no easy task for the LSU Tigers, but may I tell you?
Hey, we took down four ranked teams this year.
That's true. It should be a good game.
Looking forward to it. So his internal optimism is still there. His humor is better and funnier than ever. And completely remembers everything. The neurosurgeons kept saying, you know, his CAT scans are clear. There's going to be no mental damage. He's going to make a full recovery. And I mean, he even talking about the accident this week. He has just started talking about it. He thought the helicopter that was coming for him, he thought it was for the driver. When they told Rosie to get on the helicopter, he's like, you're coming for Alex. And like, no, Rosie, we're here for you. Get on the helicopter. So he got on the helicopter and they took him to Trauma Center ICU, where he spent the next 44 days and moved now to rehab. And he's been there a little over 3 weeks and up, walking, talking strong. He's ready to be back fulfilling his mission and duty of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We'll have him back here on air soon. No guesstimation when. We don't want to set any unrealistic expectations. But I would imagine it's going to be in trickles. You'll first come for the 10 o'clock hour. 4 hours of radio doesn't sound like a lot, but to be focused for 4 hours and to talk, which isn't something we do a lot of in our daily life, you would think people that are on talk radio would talk all the time. Not
on their day off, no. They need to preserve their voice. But technically, it's 3 hours because you have the home and the outdoor living hour that you usually anchor.
That Rosie doesn't. Yeah, he usually steps out on that one. Yeah. So it'll be 10 o'clock to 9 o'clock and then back to his beloved 7 o'clock hour where
that is
it
unless,
feeds his spontaneous
questions. I was going to say, unless it has something to do with weeds, you know his remedy for that. And grass, too, as well.
The blowtorch.
The blowtorch.
The blowtorch. We won't have time to cover air conditioning, so we'll do it after bottom of the hour news. But so we'll go to Tom, who wants to talk about covering a deck in Buckeye. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Well, it's awful good news to hear that Romy's doing as well as he's doing.
Yes, sir.
And Rosie.
I have to agree that it's going to take him a little while to get back full 100%. So anyway, I have a patio cover, and I don't really think it's leaking as so much of it's seeping through it, because it just has a little problem there. And I was trying to figure out which would be better, the elastomeric coating or the Henry's 201, which is a fiber reinforced tar that you can paint on.
I was trying
to get an idea.
Do you know what material is on top right now? What's up there?
Yeah, it's asphalt sheeting.
Okay. I would likely go with the Henry's over the elastomeric. You could always put the elastomeric coating over the top of it, but Henry's is designed for the asphalt tar, and where I would start for your waterproofing, then the elastomeric could be an additional layer on top of that. A seep is the leak, so it's just going to depend on how long that's been happening. It depends on how well our bond will be.